Hey folks, welcome to Lyrics and Lattes, a podcast where we extract self-development tips and inspiration from your favorite hip-hop songs over coffee. In this podcast, you'll be given practical steps to develop positive habits from the finest street philosophers. Our goal is to use music to encourage you to reach your true potential and live a more fulfilled life. My name's Trevor Destacher.
And I'm Jason Wallace.
And we're your hosts, so let's get to it.
Yo, in today's episode, we take a question from a fan using our new voice feature on our website. Let's check it out.
Hey, it's Evelyn. So, you guys did a mini episode on letting go with Erykah Badu, but it was way too short. Could you do a full episode on that topic, please? Thank you.
Thanks for the note, Evelyn. Let's cue up that mini episode. Hey, this is Jason Wallace with Lyrics and Lattes with your Hot 16. Today's message is about letting go, brought to you by one of my favorite philosophers, the Queen, Miss Erykah Badu. You holding on to that is stopping you from getting to where you are called to be? Is it unforgiveness? Maybe a bad relationship? Somebody that did you wrong? Whatever it is, you're allowing it to drag you down and get in the way of your purpose. These bags represent a toxic past that is no longer who you are, yet you keep reliving it and allowing it to stunt your growth and take your focus. Get on that bus of opportunity. You cannot grab onto your next blessings with your hands full. The person, the pain, the regret, let it go and let you grow. So today's episode is going to be about letting go.
Let it go. Let it go. No matter if it's a fool, I don't know the rest of that song, man.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
Don't care. The cold never bothered me anyway. All right.
Of course he knows the lyrics. He has. He has a daughter.
Children. So, all right. Well, before we get into the episode, let's get into coffee. Trevor, what you drinking today?
Today, I got a nitro brew from Mom and Pop. It's actually a surprisingly warm day outside for it to be January. So, you know, taking advantage of it. I'm drinking out of my Black Pride mug 24/7, 365. Woke up black again this morning. Jason, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Folgers medium roast. It got me thinking about that Folgers song, one of my favorite songs, my favorite commercial songs. Let's play that real quick.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
So, Jason, why is today's topic important?
Yo, Josh, cue me up with that infomercial music real quick. I'm gonna do it infomercial style. Are you angry, bitter? Has someone caused you pain and you just want to slap the shit out of them?
Hold on. Hey, folks, this is Jason. He nearly cursed. This is what he said.
And you just want to slap the sugar foot out of them? Yo, don't come for me, man. Don't come for me or my gangster, man.
My bad.
Anyways, y'all, it's time to let go of the things that's preventing you from moving forward, whether that's pain from a bad relationship or a bad decision or even a missed opportunity. You got to stop dwelling on the past and expecting it to not have an effect on your future. Doubts about your decisions of yesterday can affect your judgments and your decisions of tomorrow. Learn from the past, grow, and move on. All the I could haves, or I should haves, stop looking backwards, because in the words of Gary Vee,
dwelling on what you f***ed up on is the quickest way for the next thing not to work.
And that's why you got to look forward. So given that, Trevor, what'd you bring to the table today?
Well, in following that beautiful monologue, I went with Big Crit on his song Saturdays for celebration.
Big Crit.
They kill me on Tuesday. Celebration.
So, for context, Big Crit's from Mississippi. I'm also from the South, and we celebrate death in a different way. It's not a mourning, it's a celebration at a funeral, because you're going home at that point. So in this song, Big Crit talks about, if I die today, you're allowed to mourn for me today. You're allowed to mourn for me tomorrow. But on Saturday, you celebrate me. And then you got to move on. That's the way I think we need to look at our life goals and our life paths in general. The things in the past, yes, they have an effect and they help mold you, but they have nothing to do with the events of tomorrow. You're allowed to mourn for a little bit. Okay, you didn't get that job promotion. You didn't win over the person that you wanted to win over, but tomorrow's a new day. Start fresh and use that energy for something more positive. And there's a second part of the lyric that I actually want to cue up.
In the event of my demise, I won't go kicking and screaming. I know that God had a reason, just don't give up believing. As long as the sun shines after the storm, so we don't cry at the dinner table. Rejoicing to be thankful, I made it home. Second line, safe and sound. Battle with drinking, so please don't pour me no liquor. I on the curb, fight the urge to go retaliate. Carry on, just be strong enough to walk away.
So, in the second part of this lyric, he talks about There's a tradition of people, I feel like this is a nationwide thing, probably an international thing. You pour out a little bit of liquor, so you pour some out for the dead homies. Big Crit here says he battles with drinking, so please don't pour me no liquor. So even after death, he's still trying to better himself. He's moved on. Yeah, so he's moved on. Why can't you? And that's what I pulled from Big Crit's lyric.
Deep. I love that, man. That was... Put the fire horns up. Come on, man. That was deep, man. I love that lyric. Big Crit always coming with it.
Big Crit just always has a solid body of work. I've never heard a weak album come from him. And so that one's from Catalactica. I forget what year it's from. It's one of his older albums, but I highly recommend and suggest everybody go check that one out. Jason, what'd you bring in today?
So I brought in Russ. Russ is, you know, I stumbled across this guy and I pulled a couple things from this. But this guy right here, is he got some bars. Let's play the lyric from his album Chomp.
To the people I gave love to who turned around, told me, fuck you. If you don't hear what hurts you, you'll bleed on someone who ain't cut you down.
Yo, if you don't heal from your wounds, you'll bleed on someone who didn't cut you. Is what he just said. And now I've heard that before, but he just, you know, he, with the lyrics, the lyricism, he just brought it back to the table. And, you know, it's just saying it's time to heal. It's time to heal, Trevor. It's time to heal. You got to stop allowing time to be your physician. So you heard the saying, time heals all wounds. That's not true. Time doesn't have the authority to heal anything. It might bury it under a bunch of stuff, but the pain does not magically go away over time. You got to work on it because, and you can tell, right? Because if you think about it too long, right? If you had a pain or a hurt or a disappointment in your past and you think about that moment, all those feelings will just come right back up again because you haven't really dealt with it. It's time to get proactive about your healing and work on it. So, you know, because if you don't do it, you're going to bleed on a lot of other people. And one of those people could be you, right? Because if you don't forgive yourself, if you don't move on from your own past mistakes, like, it's going to affect how you see yourself. It's going to affect your self-image and how you show up in the world. It's time to do the work and move on. That's what I got from Russ, and that's why Russ is the man.
Russ is your guy lately, isn't he?
Yo, I used him last time, and I'm going to use him again. This guy is, he's something else.
And I mean, that was a bar. This actually happened to me a couple weeks ago. I had it was like a breakup. We just started talking, but... She had said, essentially, it's not you, it's me. And it's not the first time I heard that, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. Apparently it is me, though. I got to figure something out. Like, is there something wrong? Let me know. If there's anything that, like, the last thing I would want is, like, other people around me to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Especially a woman. And she was like, no, seriously, you're fine. I got some stuff I got to work on for myself. So after that call, it bugged the heck out of me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get to the bottom of this. She's not going to tell me what the heck is up. So let me call somebody that, like, I used to, like, have a thing with. So I called them up. Yo! I got an awkward call I got to make with you real quick. And I tell her the situation. I was like, you ain't got a horse in this race anymore. I need to know, just straight up. Are there any kind of like toxic traits or anything like that like I was displaying? And she was like, number one, this is crazy that you're even making this call. But she was like, it's also a really good sign. And this, like, you, the fact that you're making this call right now should tell you something about the question you're asking. She's like, you didn't display any toxic traits or anything like that, but you're going out of your way to make sure that you weren't. And you're trying to build on top of that. Just make sure that you don't do it with the next person or something like that. So Self-reflection and dwelling in the past are two totally different things. One's constructive and the other one's kind of just ripping you down.
And the thing, you just said something that was deep about it's not you, it's me, right? I hate that. Because it's like, wait a second.
It's the worst. Like,
because if it was you before we met. It was you before we decided to get together. Like, why did you wait until now, while I'm here, to now work out your your toxic behaviors and how you handling things? Like, no, get yourself together before you get into a relationship. So when you break up with somebody, it'd be like, no, it's not me, it's you. You know, it's you this time because I worked on me. That's all I'm thinking about the whole, it's not you, it's me. You got to work on yourself so you don't bring that stuff to other people.
Yeah, and Russ brought that up in that lyric that you just said. He was like, his mom is asking him why he doesn't have like a relationship yet. He's like, I got some stuff I got to work out in me right now. I got to get to know me first.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, I'm not as crazy about Russ as you are, but that was just a solid lyric. So
solid
10
lyric.
Out of 10, 5 stars on Amazon. Highly recommend to a friend.
So I think you got the fan picks for today, right?
I do. So the fan pick today we got from my boy, Freddie G. Up in Rochester, my man took it back. I'm gonna say this song is a surprise. Let's just cue it up.
What would you do? Get up on my feet and stop making tired excuses.
What would you do?
Girl, I know if my mother can do it, baby, you can do it.
Yo, Josh, who is that? What was the name of that group?
That's What Would You Do by the legendary City High.
Legendary. Here we go right now. Trevor, name 3 City High songs right now besides that one.
Don't do that. Why you got to do that? Why?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Break down the lyric.
Hold up.
Happy Day.
Oh, Happy Day.
I was going to say that. I'm moving on. I can't name another one. So essentially, number one, if you don't know the context of this song, I highly suggest you go back to it. It's a classic. But essentially, she explains her bad situation, and she asks the guy, what would you do if you were in my shoes? And he goes, get up off my feet, stop making these tired excuses. She's dwelling in the past, ripping herself down about things that she can't help in the moment. And he says, yeah, okay, cool, those things happen, but move forward anyway. And yeah, that's what I pulled from that lyric. Jason, what did you get?
I'm sorry, I was looking for other City High songs. Everywhere you go, I'm popping. 5-5 with Flying Tide.
Is that City High? Goes.
That's City High.
Live Fries
is time five. So I don't know the words, but that's how the tune goes. I think excuses is one of the things that prevent you from moving forward because it doesn't allow you to kind of see where you are, right? Because if you're like, oh, it's this reason, it's this reason, it's that reason, all those reasons, you're putting them out of your control. So because it's out of your control, you can't do anything about them, so there's no growth there. Once you start looking at, you know, what you got to do and what's wrong with you and what you're working on, it then allows you to learn from it and grow from it versus, you know, giving things power that should not have power over you. So in that lyric, now she was in a real bad situation. If I remember, she was like, her son was at home who was hungry and the only way to feed him was to sleep with a man with a little bit of money and the daddy's gone.
So I'm in the rock now, I'm in the rock now, and I ain't got a job now. So for you, this is just a good time, but for me, this is what I call life.
Oh. But and she had it rough, but you know, excuses is excuses.
Can we just play that song? Can we just play that whole chorus?
What would you do if the someone's at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he's hungry? And the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money and his daddy's gone. So we're smoking right now, in and out of lockdown. I ain't got a job now. So for you, this is just a good time, but for me, this is what's all life.
Did you want to go through your fan pick?
So this is actually my brother, Daryl. Daryl. I have to say it the certain way. But Daryl, this is his favorite song. I think he was going through like a bad breakup. And this is what he shot us.
I hate you.
So
he was feeling some type of way.
He was feeling some type of way. And this is my brother, by the way. And he was going through a bad breakup, a bad marriage. And this is kind of how he felt. He left the relationship feeling like he hated someone for years. And the bitterness ate him up inside. It ate him up inside. And in the song, Zero says, I hate you. But if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it's actually the opposite. Like he loved this woman. He helped raise her kids that wasn't his kids. He did everything for her. But when she did him wrong, that he was hurt by it. He was hurt and he was in pain. And, you know, that masculinity pops up and, you know, you don't want to say, hey, that hurt my feelings. So it's easy to just turn into I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I never thought I'd say. So that was what my brother sent over to me about, you know, in understanding that you got to let bitterness go. You got to let that out of your heart because all it's doing is eating away at you and that other person is unaffected. So that's what I got from the Zero lyric. It's a good song. If you listen to the whole thing, it's a good song.
There was a quote. I forget who I was listening to. I think it was Sabrina Claudio over the weekend. And she said something, I think it was her. I'm not 100%. We might end up cutting this out, but she said somewhere in a song, you can't hate someone without loving them first. And mm-hmm. I thought that was like that was a super strong quote. And I'm like, woo, geez. Yeah. Cause yeah, you think about anybody that I strongly dislike, I can't say I hate anybody, but anybody I strongly dislike, I probably felt some type of way about them beforehand and they did something dirty before that. So, man, you just made that funny song mad deep. I can't even laugh anymore. Thanks, man.
Yeah, and it's dope what you said about the whole love-hate thing, right? Because remember that song with 50 Cent where he says, girl, I love you like a fat kid love cake. Sorry, that's my 50 Cent.
Is that your 50 voice?
Yeah, my 50 voice.
Spot on.
we'll let him say it himself.
We only humans, girl. We make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style. I say anything to make you smile.
But it was like a funny line, but he was actually talking about loving someone to the point where it was unhealthy. To where now you're obese over it. And that same amount of loving to where it's unhealthy could easily turn into hate.
I want you to see what I'm saying when I say things in my music at points. What I'm trying to say to you is, I love you, but too much of you is no good for me. See, you ain't thinking about that like that, right? See, decoding lyrics right here.
All right, folks. So the points we covered today, number one, you're allowed to grieve for a period of time, but understand when it's time to move on. Number two, you got to heal yourself before you hurt those around you. Number three, stop making excuses. And number four, don't harbor bitterness. It only holds you back. Our words of wisdom for today. Look, you're not called to be in bitterness. You're not called to live in regret. You're called for greatness, and it's impossible for you to reach your potential stuck in yesterday's mistakes. Break free from the chains.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Whoa, we got a little churchy there, didn't we? All right. Anyways, it might be a therapist. It might be closure or a small group, whatever it is, it's time to work through it. Let's grow and move forward in the new year 2021 because you're worth it. 2021. I got a dad joke in this time. 21.
I don't get it.
2020. One. W-O-N. One.
Oh. That was good. I like that. Hey folks, we have a new voice note feature on our website, lyricsandlattes.com. If you want to hear a topic or add a lyric, or you just want to hear your voice on our show, leave us a voice note.
Yo folks, we love to hear from you because we have a new voice note feature. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You can stay connected to us on social media at lyricsandlattes.